Woman who set husband on fire at Geelong home pleads guilty to manslaughter. So she killed him. Set him on fire. Doesn't say she killed him. At least the kid... By the way, how'd she get manslaughter? You douse somebody with fucking gasoline and then you light them on fire and they die? How is that manslaughter? Isn't that murder? Well, you gotta love the pussy pass. Even if they commit the most heinous of crimes, they burn somebody alive. Could you imagine a worse way of dying? That's pretty fucking bad. She burned her husband alive and she got manslaughter. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And they don't even put the word kill in the title of the article. That's just great. Yeah. The lamestream media does everything it can to carry water for Wayman because, meh, patriarchy. When was the last time the mainstream media carried water for a dude? Oh, when he was Joe Biden. And he's pushing their party line. Protect old Wayman, love old Wayman, pedestalize old Wayman. Yeah. Anyway, before I get into this story, I'd like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate my content to go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting links in the upper right-hand corner, including all of my social media links, my BitChute channel. I suggest you follow me there. And if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, we'll find three, count them, three donation options. Bitcoin wallet address, Cash App address, and my Patreon address. Whichever one you want to donate through is great. Any amount is greatly appreciated. So go check that out, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. So back to the story. So she set her hubby on fire. Guess she watched him burn. Wow. Talk about a sadistic act. I mean, so how did she light him on fire? How did he let himself get doused in an accelerant? I guess he was sleeping, maybe. And then she just poured gasoline all over him. But wouldn't you wake up? I mean, gasoline's pretty foul, isn't it? I mean, you get any kind of liquid poured over you when you're sleeping, you're going to wake up immediately. I mean, how does she have enough time to douse him and light him on fire? Maybe she should put the gasoline in a big giant bowl and just dumped it all onto him in one motion. Because a gas can, you know, it takes a while. Gluck, 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 just pours out kind of slow. Jesus. Either that or this guy's a real deep sleeper. I guess the fire is what woke him up then. I don't know. Yikes. Wait, what is this? He's not a bad-looking guy. Is he a ginger? He's a ginger. He's not a bad-looking guy. She's hideous. Yeah, I guess she hit the wall. Hit the wall hard. Maybe she was a lot better looking when she was younger, but she's got the UK teeth, the British teeth, the big, gigantic donkey horse teeth that are so common among the Brits. She doesn't look good. That is not an attractive woman. So she definitely married above her station. I don't know what this guy was thinking. He could have done a lot better. I'm sure she knows it too. Maybe that's why she set him on fire. Maybe she resented him for marrying down. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that made her feel insecure. Who knows? Who knows? This man is too beautiful. He married down. He got with me. I know I'm an ugly hag, which this son of a bitch makes me feel bad about myself by comparison because he's so good looking compared to me. I'm going to burn him up. Who knows? Try to get in the mind of one of these fucking psychopaths. Good luck. So a Victorian man. I was right! Is it Victorian? Is this from the UK? Or is it Australia? Yeah. Well, they were a colony of Britain until recently, weren't they? Same difference. So a Victorian man who was set on fire by his wife during a domestic dispute. Domestic dispute? He was wide awake? How the fuck did she douse him with an accelerant while they were wide awake and arguing? You just stand there and let somebody throw gasoline on you until you're soaked, and then they light you on fire? How the fuck does that work? How are they able to douse you enough that you die from your injuries? I don't get this. He couldn't stop, drop, and roll? What the fuck? During a domestic dispute, had to be hosed down in the front yard where a passing motorist found his still burning body. I guess stop, drop, and roll doesn't work too well when you're doused in some kind of accelerant. I don't know. It still needs oxygen, doesn't it, to burn? The following story contains content that some readers may find distressing. Yeah, only if they're little children, okay? I think I can deal with it. The gruesome new details were today aired in the Supreme Court of Victoria, where Angela Surtees? I don't know. Has pleaded guilty to killing her husband in Geelong early last year. Why didn't you put the word kill in the title? We gotta carry water for the Wayman. We know that 90% of people that look at articles don't read them, and they just look at the title. Yeah, I see. Miss Surtees, 34. 34? She's only 34? Let me look at this picture again. That's 34? She's hideous. The fuck have you been doing, lady? How many bonbons and how much meth are you smoking? Yellowed teeth? Oh, she's a bad-looking broad. Not in a good way. Not the kind of bad that's good, but bad that's bad. Yikes. He could have done a lot better. So Mr. T's 34, killed her hubby, and she was due to face a murder trial, but instead struck a plea deal. I see. Why would they give her a plea deal? Why didn't they just charge her and take it to trial? You know, if this had been a man, there wouldn't have been no plea deal. Plea deal to the lesser charge of manslaughter? What about second-degree murder? It was obviously first-degree murder. But how far down the ladder did you go? First degree, second degree, manslaughter. What? How many rungs down are you going to go to please the poon lovers out there? The Captain Save-A-Hoes, the White Knights. I mean, Jesus Christ. You couldn't have given her at least second degree murder? What the fuck? She was clearly guilty of first degree. I think there's plenty of fucking proof of premeditation. She doused him with fucking gasoline and lit him on fire. That's hardly a heat of the moment fucking act. Jesus Christ. She was charged with manslaughter, which carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. Maximum. She'll be out in 10. She'll be out in 5. Good behavior. She'll get out on good behavior in like 5 years, maybe. Until now, details of what happened have been unclear, but today prosecutors revealed the genesis of the incident. Genesis. So there was quite a long buildup, but she only got manslaughter. Yeah, but today prosecutors revealed the genesis of the incident, which left Daniel Surtees, 36, with deep burns to 80% of his body. 80%? Jesus Christ. Stop, drop, and roll. If somebody lights you on fire, I know this is an unlikely occurrence. People aren't naturally flammable. We're like 70% water. But if somebody manages to light you on fucking fire, they stand there for like 20 minutes with a flame against you, and you don't do anything to stop them, and somehow they manage to light your 70% water body on fire, don't run around. Don't panic and start running around. You just create more wind, more air over the surface of the burning body that is you. Stop, drop, and roll. Guy ended up outside on fire. He was clearly running around, panicking. What an idiot. Stop, drop, and roll. Stop, drop, and roll, motherfucker. Anyway, so on January 25th, 2020, the couple had been at an engagement party in the Geelong suburb of Corio when an argument broke out between Mr. T's and other family members. Oh, boy. So not only is she 34 and a hag, she's also very disagreeable. Lovely. Boy, this guy must have low self-esteem or something. Maybe he was abused as a child. I don't know. He seems like too good-looking a guy to be with this hog woman, this hag. They left the event and argued in the car on the way to the family home in Whittington, with the court hearing that Mr. T's punched the dashboard. She's violent. Well, she's lighting people on fire. Yeah, she's violent. And she's chunky, too. Look at that. Yeah, she's got a large frame, but it's mostly fat because, you know, there ain't no bones that big. Crown Prosecutor Ray Gibson, QC, said a neighbor heard the couple yelling for about 20 minutes before things escalated in their sunroom. Jesus Christ. The accused stirred up the events of the day and aggravated by the behavior of the deceased. Oh, aggravated. It's his fault. It's his fault he got set on fire by his wife. He aggravated her. Got hold of a 20-liter red jerry can which contained unleaded fuel, Miss Gibson said. What? 20 liters? How did this guy let himself get doused with so much fuel that he had third-degree burns over 80% of his body? Third degree are the worst burns, by the way. I mean, you burnt down to the fucking bone. What, did he just stand there and let her pour the fucking gasoline all over him because I'm afraid of a Mommy Too moment. I'm afraid of being accused of whacking my wife. That's probably it, right? He was afraid of fighting back. He was afraid of fighting back. He was afraid of hitting her, putting hands on her because he might get charged. So he probably stood there and let her pour gasoline all over him. Oh, that's lovely, Mr. Gibson, you idiot. I draw the line at that. A woman starts throwing hands at me in the poor, pathetic way women do. I'll just block them, grab her arms. She tries to kick me. I'll use my own feet to defend. I got pretty good self-defense skills, but I draw the line at big jugs of gasoline. I'm going to knock you the fuck out if you try to do that. The accused removed the cap of the jerry can and poured a significant quantity of petrol onto the deceased while he was sitting in an armchair. How does he let this happen? This is how entitled and privileged women are, that they can get away with pouring enough gasoline on a dude to burn his entire body to a cinder, and he does nothing. Mr. Gibson told the court Mr. Tees then took a red cigarette lighter, lit it, and threatened her husband. The deceased then ignited, Mr. Gibson said. The prosecution concedes that the accused did not intend to ignite the deceased. What? What do you mean? Oh, come on now. Is everybody a fucking Captain Save-A-Ho now? Is everybody a white knight? Blue-pilled beta male in service to the gynocracy? The matriarchy? I mean, are you kidding me? You know, I poured gasoline all over him. I soaked him in it, and he was too afraid of my poon and my gynocentric power to fight back, even though we're supposedly living in a patriarchy where if he did knock me the fuck out, he would be praised and patted on the head and let go with no charges. But instead, he fears striking me, putting hands on me, so I was able to burn him alive, even though we live in a patriarchy, supposedly. And I doused him in gasoline and I lit a fucking match, but I didn't intend to light him on fire. Oh, we believe you, says the prosecutor and the judge. Oh, yeah, we believe you didn't intend to light him on fire. What? Then how did he get on fire? How the fuck does that happen? You know, he was soaked in gas and I lit the match, or in this case the lighter, but I didn't light him on fire. It's just somehow he was burning. The fire just skipped from the lighter onto him and covered the 6 feet between us. It's a miracle. I have pyrokinesis. I can light shit on fire with my mind. I don't know what that's fucking called. What was that movie, Firestarter? I don't know what it's called. But I lit him on fire with my mind. It was an accident, a total accident. I didn't mean it to happen when I was thinking about fire, and then he just lit on fire. The prosecution concedes that the accused did not intend to ignite the deceased. I call bullshit. If you soak somebody in gas and you light a match and you threaten to light them on fire and you light them on fire and they die because they burn to death, you intended to light them on fire. This is insane. The lengths that people will go to white knight for women these days. Oh, but it's a patriarchy. Mr. T set fire to her left sleeve herself during the incident. What? Yeah. You know how that happened? She lit him on fire. She lit him on fire and he probably grabbed her arm or bumped up against her and then she got lit on fire. The blaze happened just meters away from where the couple's children were watching television in the lounge room. Oh, that's great. So she risked the lives of her kids as well. Yeah, because you pour gasoline over your fucking living room. And of course, the fire's not going to spread and burn your house down too. She didn't care about that. Yeah. Lit fire to the fucking chair and floor, probably. And as the hubby was running around screaming and ran out the front door, she probably did her best to put the fire out in the house. Not on her hubby, though. Oh, Jesus Christ. Witnesses report seeing Mr. T spraying down her husband on the front lawn with a hose while the armchair was still on fire. Oh, really? Total boy. Oh, yeah. She wanted to... She lit him on fire in anger, and then she realized, oh, shit, I lit him on fire. There could be consequences. Maybe I better put him out. Yeah. I guess she figured the fire doesn't burn. I'll just put the fire out, and he'll be fine, and he'll realize my power, and he'll acquiesce to my control over him, and he'll never argue with me again. Well, what did she think the outcome was going to be here? Doesn't she know fire burns shit? Mr. Ortiz told a triple zero operator that the couple had been fighting over a jerry can and she had accidentally spilled it, setting him alight. Oh, bullshit! Oh, yeah, she's real fucking sorry. So sorry she lies about how it happened. Oh, bullshit. Oh, we were tugging on the can. Well, why didn't any gas get on you and light you on fire, bitch? How did he get soaked and you didn't? Oh, well. What a bunch of bullshit. How do people not see through this crap? Because they want a white knight for women. They want to make excuses for them. During the call, the voice of the deceased could be heard in the background in apparent agony, Mr. Gibson said. It was then that a passing motorist saw smoke from the house and pulled up, where he saw Mr. Surtees naked in the front yard and in significant pain. Yeah. So she didn't immediately put him out. She probably stood there for a while and watched him burn. Mr. Surtees was taken to a Geelong's hospital and later the Alfred Hospital. Mr. Surtees was taken to Geelong's hospital and later the Alfred Hospital, where his life support was ultimately turned off. Yeah. During her police interview, Ms. Surtees said things had escalated after she made a tough guy remark about setting people on fire. Sounds like premeditation to me, but I thought you accidentally doused him in gasoline and then accidentally set him on fire. Yeah, right. Yeah. How preposterous. And they believed her. Morons! She told police her husband had found that comment funny and was egging her on. Oh, it's his fault. Yeah. I wonder if they agree with that as well, the prosecutor and the judge. Boy, feminism has really rotted the brains of you of you people. if you believe this shit. She said that her husband had then put the jerry can at her feet and said, "You don't have it in you." Oh, little lies! I don't believe any of this. It's total crap. She's trying to lay the blame off on him. Total crap. I guarantee they were arguing. She got pissed. She went and got the can. And while he was sitting down, probably from behind, and he didn't see her, poured it all over him. He probably was startled, probably sitting there a second or two in shock, then jumped up. She was probably still pouring it on him. And then once he was up to face her, he was already doused. They just done lies. There's lies. She then said that she took the lid off the jerry can and in the heat of the moment doused him in petrol. You stab somebody in the heat of the moment. You punch somebody in the heat of the moment. But these cans, 20 liters? It takes a significant period of time to glug, glug, glug that fucking fuel out of that can to soak somebody. You didn't douse him. You soaked him, bitch. After the incident, the Victoria Police Forensics Officers conducted experiments to check the accused account, including tests to see how much liquid could have been shaken from a jerry can in a certain amount of time. Quite a bit, especially if you're afraid to stand up to your wife because she's an abuser. I guarantee you she was abusive in this relationship. Today, the court heard that the couple, who had been together for about 10 years... Wait, they're not telling us! They're not telling us the results of the forensic experiments. You know what that means, right? That the forensic tests that they did to find out how much could be shaken out of the can in a certain amount of time are not in her favor. This entire article was all about carrying water for her and trying to make her look as innocent as possible and lay blame off on the man. I gotta love it. Where are the calls for victim shaming here? He's the victim, yet he's being blamed to a certain extent here. It's just, it's great. Today, the court heard that the couple had been together for about 10 years. She looks hideous now. She must have went way downhill. Either that or this guy has very little self-respect and self-esteem, because he's much better looking than her. Had a volatile relationship, which included screaming matches. I guarantee you she was the aggressor. Mr. Tease has already spent 550 days in custody. Oh, well, let's count that toward her sentence. Why not? Time served. The hearing was adjourned, and she will return to court in August. Great. That's lovely. Maybe for sentencing, I guess. And, of course, by that time, she'll have served probably 2 years in jail, and then we're going to give you 20 years with good behavior, 5, so you'll be out in 3 more. Lovely. So there you go, this hideous, evil, man-hating, abusive broad who killed her husband by lighting him on fire after she doused him in a significant enough amount of petrol to light fire to and cause third-degree burns to 80% of his body, got off with manslaughter, which is well below the first-degree murder charge that she should have gotten, because there was a hell of a lot of premeditation here, and arguing that soaking somebody in petrol and then lighting them on fire is somehow an act of passion. You gotta be a fucking retard to believe that. The lengths that people will go, both men and other women alike, to carry water for, make excuses for a woman, is just shocking to me. So there you go. If you're a man, murder is actually manslaughter. If you're a woman, murder is murder. So it all depends on what gender the victim is. But hey, patriarchy, right? Men and women are treated equally in the legal system, right? Women don't have any kind of privilege at all. The system favors men, right? So, yet another miscarriage of justice, where the man is a victim and the woman gets off, in my opinion, practically scot-free. I bet you she's out in 3 years. Anyhow, let me know what you think of this story. Is it possible that dousing a dude in 20 liters of petrol is an act of passion, or was this clear, unadulterated, premeditated murder? Let me know in the comment section, and please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already by going to bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher, which is where all my content eventually ends up. And again, don't forget to make a donation. I could really use your help.